Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back. Chuckie's coming to you from D.C. on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington, presented by EMP180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss because it works. Visit EMP180.com and get empowered. It's Bish, Cakes, EB, and JP. That's the foursome. Got open lines at 800-636-1067. You can call us on the Hadid Carpet Clean listener lines. One thing which we haven't mentioned is the NBA returns.
Six games tonight.
Playoff stretch run for the Wizards, which... maybe soon they'll get Dwight Howard back.
I mean, you're joking about a playoff stretch run, yes. Right? That's a joke.
Mostly joke.
It's clearly a joke.
They're still only a couple games back.
Yeah. I mean, it's certainly possible mathematically.
What is our contract status with Howard? Was he brought here with 1 year left on his deal?
I think it's one year, but his option.
His option, though.
For like $15 million.
It's not that much.
Not that much?
Maybe 10.
I think he has a 2 year, like $10 million deal.
Yeah.
Roughly. Okay. Somewhere around
but the second year.
$5 million a year?
Yeah.
Something like that.
I believe so. I'll double check it.
I think it was significantly
Dwight
more.
Dwight Howard is more than $5 million.
Nope. Not at this point.
There's no way. Wasn't he like a double-double guy last year?
He had a good year last year.
2 years, $10.9 million.
Yeah.
Wait, hey, 5.3
give
this
him the,
year.
Hey, give him the finger wag.
And a player option for 5.6.
Yeah, give him the finger
next
wag.
Next year, yes.
When you know you're right.
Of course I was right.
Amazing.
I know
but that's his option next year, correct?
Yes.
It's a player.
You know, I still want to see what he's got. I won't play him. I'm playing him.
Well, when are they saying he's going to be back?
I don't know. He's close. He's been rehabbing. Been reading that it's
close.
Yeah,
but I heard he was practicing 1-on-0.
Well, that's fine. I think he's got to start.
He's not exactly in contact.
So you'll probably watch this game because you don't care about sleep, but I would like to see the Rockets-Lakers game tonight.
I won't watch that.
10:30 tip.
It's just way too late.
Yeah, I mean, that's way late.
That's just the game I would be interested in.
You know, there was a story about the NBA ratings locally being way down across the country. I think in, you know, half the markets are up, but slightly up. And then a bunch of markets are way down. Like Cleveland was down, shocker, like 75%.
And the All-Star ratings were down.
And TNT, way
down. I know they were down in my house.
TNT is down 18% on their games this year. And somebody tweeted me about that. And I'm an NBA mark.
Celts Bucks tonight on TNT.
And I tweeted back. I'm kind of part of that. Like I in the past, I used to be. I think just that my theory has to do with the Warriors. They're just. It's almost like. Does anybody believe that they're not going to win the title this year?
No.
Does anybody believe that somebody's going to take down the Golden State Warriors?
I don't believe it. You might be able to find 1 out of 100 who believe it, but I don't.
Last year, I actually thought Houston had a shot, and they took them to a Game 7. And if Chris Paul doesn't go down, who knows what happens? I don't think the Denver Nuggets are going to beat them.
Nope.
People that were thinking that the Lakers could be a threat because of LeBron, they might not make the playoffs.
Correct.
In the East, I do think that the second round is going to
be
really
great
interesting.
Because you've got four legit teams who can win it.
But whoever comes out, they're inferior.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to see. I'm certainly going to watch, but I don't believe that the Eastern champion will beat the Warriors.
How many more games do we have before the playoffs? How many do we have left?
About 25.
25. We're getting close. Getting close.
Yeah, it's roughly that number.
I'm just not locked in, so I'm not really thinking about it.
But the TNT doubleheader tonight, Celts Bucks, and then I mentioned the Rockets Lakers. I'd rather watch the Rockets Lakers, but I can see why no one would really be interested in that.
Wizards are 3 back of the 8th seed, which right now is the Pistons at 26-30,
who they just lost to.
Right.
By the way, there is a tankathon game tonight. But the problem is there are 2 tankathon teams playing each other.
Going head to head. It's tough.
You got the Suns playing in Cleveland.
Right.
So you really can't take advantage of it like you normally would. But those are 2 teams. How many have the Suns lost in a row?
I'd have to go to tankathon.com and check it.
Look at that. It's got to be in the 14-15 range.
They've lost 15 games in a row.
15 in a row. Okay. Now the Knicks had lost 17 in a row and then they won and snap that streak. But those 3 teams are the ones you have to watch, Cleveland, New York, and Phoenix, all trying to lose, desperately trying to lose.
I just think the competitive balance is why there's not as much interest overall in the NBA. My theory. I don't know. Because that's a pretty significant dip in TNT games. 18%?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. You think that part of it is because, are they covering as many Laker games?
They cover a lot of Laker games.
They've been on a lot, yeah.
I mean, I would assume they've been on more than in years past, obviously, because LeBron has been there. But I'm wondering, because LeBron plays later more.
Yeah, I mean, people aren't watching on the East Coast.
Yeah. So that's, I don't know, maybe that has.
Plus, the Lakers aren't very good. They're 500.
Yeah, basically, the league's most marketable star is now playing, you know, a lot more of his games.
If the Lakers had another superstar, you know, Kawhi Leonard or a Kyrie or someone like that, and they were much better, then maybe those numbers go up. But I still wouldn't think that they would beat Golden State.
Yeah, I don't.
I'm redoing my math on the Wizards. I figured that they would need to get to 40 wins, but seeing how Detroit is 26-30, maybe you only need to get 39 wins. So you could be like 39-43 and probably get into the playoffs.
That's probably possible.
Which means they would have to go 15.
I think when you said 40, you were saying to be safe.
15-9.
40 would to be safe.
If the Wizards could go 15-9. Which they're 10 games under 500.
What makes you think they would ever go on that sort of run?
Give me a stretch where they went 15-9. Have they been 15-9?
Impossible when you're 24-34.
Right, exactly. So that's impossible to do.
But maybe Dwight Howard is the missing factor.
I mean, you're grasping a guy who's played in 10% of the games this season, if that. He may have played in less. How many games has he appeared in this year?
Handful.
Five games?
I would guess it's right around five.
Great signing. But what an amazing signing, again, by Erving Grunfeld.
Well, you can't predict that
an off-injured player would get injured.
It probably wasn't
going to
help anyway. It probably wouldn't have helped anyway.
Well, yeah, I don't know how you can predict that.
Right, it's not like he hasn't been hurt before.
Yeah.
Well, that's why, you know, they're not paying him a lot of money. If you look at the schedule with the Wiz, all right, they still got to play at Boston. They still got to play. They got to play Utah. They've got to play Denver. They've got to play Miami. They got to go on another West Coast trip where they play Utah again and the Lakers and Denver. They got to play Boston again. Yeah, I mean, they're not getting 15 wins.
Let me ask you a question. Have you seen enough from any of the new guys that you want to bring them back next year?
No, not yet. I need to see the whole season to decide on Bobby Portis and Jabari Parker.
I'm over Parker. He can move on. Like, I just don't want him. But Portis intrigues me. I think Portis can do a lot of things, and I like his attitude. I think he's got a grittiness to him, and
I think he's a fine player. But I think you can find a ton of Bobby Portises in the league.
Well, I mean, everyone's
probably
talented.
Depends on salary cap. Maybe somehow Bradley Beal's recruiting pays off.
Yeah, I'm sure that's going to be the case. I have Dwight Howard, by the way, playing 9 games so far this season.
There you go.
How many did he play last year?
I'd have to look it up.
He played a lot last year?
I think so.
Last year, he played in 81.
Yeah, I mean.
74 and 71 the previous year. 41.
I mean, no, but these guys are saying oft injured. But if you look at the last three seasons, he's over 70 games every season. This is an outlier.
Yeah, but, I mean, come on. Is Dwight Howard going to put you over the top? You really think if Dwight Howard's there, they're much better?
No, but it would be interesting
to see. But their plans were to have Dwight Howard, John Wall, Bradley Beal, Otto. That was the plan of the team. That's why we took the over on 45 wins.
And that particular team was probably, a healthy team, was probably a playoff team.
Right.
But I know what's not going to change with the Wizards. They're not going to start allowing 106 points a game.
That part is true.
They're going to continue to allow 125.
Who's their next opponent?
To 135. Charlotte, tomorrow night.
Well, that's why Charlotte's given them fits in the last, like, 2 years.
Yeah, Kemba will probably go off for about 40.
Right.
Right. That's why there's something about Portis. I don't know if he plays good defense, but he at least seems to have the right attitude for it.
Yeah, he's got a mean streak.
He's got a mean streak.
Punches
him.
Teammates in the face.
Well, bring him back.
Yeah. I like to bring him back. And I like his skill set at 6'10", 6'11".
I'm surprised at how well he shoots the three.
Yeah. I mean, how many guys do they have on the payroll for next year under
contract?
Bunch
of free agents.
Yeah, I mean. You got to fill out the roster.
You know what
somewhere.
He's making? You know what Bobby Portis is making this year?
Wasn't he tickling 20?
No, okay. That's Parker.
Oh,
probably.
Parker's
that
making must
20. Be, Bobby Portis, is he still on his rookie deal?
It's well, you know what? This is from 2016. Okay, good. So it can't be correct.
I think he's making a lot of money.
In 2016, he was only making 1.3.
No, I think he's making $3 million.
What a bargain. But that's why. I mean, he's up, yeah. Right? So he's going to get. He's looking for like $20 million.
He's at 2.4 this year.
Got you. Okay.
2019-20 is on for 3.6.
What's that? Is that a player option?
It's a qualifying option.
Well,
He's going to get a
big payday.
You can bring him back.
You can bring him back.
I like him. But I've heard he wants a long-term deal, and he's looking for like 20 mil per.
By the way,
that's what he's trying to put up some numbers.
I know he missed a significant portion of the year, but is that a disastrous scenario for the NBA if LeBron doesn't even make the playoffs?
Absolutely. You think their ratings are suffering now? Wait until there's LeBron-less playoffs. Yes.
I'm telling you, part of the reason why their ratings are suffering because he's playing a lot of his games
and
late.
People are getting sick of seeing the Warriors win all the time.
Right.
That combined with no LeBron, that's bad news for Adam
Silver. About it, their most marketable players are all playing
late.
The
NBA should have forced a Anthony Davis to the Lakers trade.
Right. They should have expedited that.
Yeah.
Right.
Forced it through.
Let's go to Eric in Baltimore. Eric, what's up, man? You're all with the Junkies.
Hey, good morning, fellas. I just want to thank you guys today for being very entertaining. I live in Baltimore, and there's another sports show in the area that are awful. All they talk about all day long is the Orioles and Ravens. I'd rather listen to 4 hours of Able.
Yeah, because we don't talk about the Nats and the Redskins ever.
No, we do.
No, but you guys talk about your lives. You talk about TV shows, other movies and such. You guys, Ravens and Orioles all day long.
Four Renaissance men that you're talking to right now.
We're so cultured.
We're all over the place.
Exactly. Not just one subject all day long.
Thank you. It's kind of the secret sauce.
Thanks for listening, bro.
Thanks
for listening. In Valdez's favorite city in the world, Baltimore, Maryland.
Thank you, Eric.
That's why we always
got a bad rap. We've been on to Baltimore multiple times. We've had probably at least three different runs in Baltimore. And executives don't like it because we don't just harp on Baltimore-centric topics. But the listeners dig it. They do like it. And they always end up nixing us in Baltimore because they want Baltimore-centric.
Right. They want us
Baltimore
to talk about
people his... like the show.
Because they want us to talk about, is it Kenneth Dixon, the eighth running back on the Ravens?
It's always infuriating.
Kind of had a silly year when the mark came in.
Yeah, he's good at La Tech.
We had great audience in Baltimore.
Yep.
He's got a lot of fumbling issues.
Yeah.
Hell, when we were at HFS, it was the primary bulk of our audience.
Yeah.
Was Baltimore based at HFS? These radio execs think they know everything. Just put us on.
By the way, I saw yesterday.
Back off.
Couldn't believe it.
I wonder if you think of one person in particular.
I don't think he's with the Orioles anymore, but I've never, ever seen a Kevin Gausman jersey, and I saw it yesterday.
You did?
It was
Where'd
a shirt.
You
Where
would
you probably
see
it?
Where did you see such a thing?
It was a guy doing like cable rows at the gym. I was like, Kevin Gausman.
Was it a jersey or was it a jersey?
Yeah, sure. It's a $20 commitment.
Yeah,
those are
free giveaways at Camden Yards.
That's probably what it was.
Still,
like on Bobblehead Day or something.
I couldn't believe it. I had to look at it again. I was like, Gausman.
Hey, Valdez, I'm wondering how long now? Because you're 31.
Yeah,
you went to Maryland. You're closing in on
old
more than half of your life away from Baltimore,
Baltimore
area. Right?
I've been
you went to Maryland at 18.
I've been in Northern Virginia for about 10 years.
Still right,
but
the plus, silly
but then
accent,
add,
though.
Add College Park. That's not Baltimore.
Well, it's Maryland. But...
It is Maryland, but okay. It's not Baltimore. It's definitely not Baltimore.
It's close to Baltimore.
You want him to change
closer
his fandom?
Closer to D.C.
That's true.
Closer to D.C. I'm just saying, I'm wondering, are you ever going to lose a little of your allegiance to Baltimore as you're growing further and further away from it and you're becoming more cultured? And
if the Orioles keep winning 47 games.
More culture.
Well, just by living in Northern Virginia, you're becoming more cultured. I'm sorry. Listen, I love Baltimore, but it is what it is.
You shouldn't change your fandom over the teams. Like, your father didn't live in Chicago for the majority of his life.
I'm not saying he should abandon the Orioles, but maybe some of his allegiance to the town. Like, maybe he won't have that same, because, pretty soon.
I'm not really understanding what you're getting at.
In 4 or 5 years, he's going to have lived more of his life away from it.
Like,
he's less hillbilly now than ever.
Is all of a sudden a crab cake going to taste like butt to me?
No, you're going to always love crab cakes.
No, he's always going to have that pride.
You always stick with the core message, Valdez.
My father was born in Italy, came when he was 17, died when he was 78. He had huge pride for Italy. Same thing with my mom, who's lived the majority of her life here. Puerto Rican at heart.
He's a Baltimore guy at heart.
But he's maturing. He's getting cultured. You know, he's getting educated.
That didn't happen at Maryland.
What?
That didn't happen at Maryland?
Yeah,
getting
Maryland,
educated?
Like I say, Maryland is...
He's not going to
two
change.
Miles from D.C.
Do you think he's going to start rooting for the Nats?
Yeah.
No. I'm not saying he's going to change his allegiance.
I'm not really understanding.
What's the question?
Is he going to be a Virginia guy versus a Baltimore guy?
Yeah, you're just going to kind of associate and identify yourself more.
Like, am I going to watch public television?
No, please don't. Or listen to public radio.
I mean, listen, you're playing a fancy golf club now.
Yeah, but it's also white trash to work there one day a week to play.
He's also working there. He's not only playing there, he's working there, so he can play there.
Yeah. He's going on a foofy vacation this weekend.
You got a foofy vacation to San Diego, playing Torrey Pines.
Well, that's all set up by the in-laws as well, too. Yeah.
I mean, how many
by your swanky in-laws.
Right, your in-laws are rich and famous. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, you're kind of culturing up.
By the way, mention the Wizards and Dwight Howard. We actually have tickets to give away right now to the Wizards as they take on Indiana this Saturday, Capital One Arena. Tickets still available through the Capital One Arena box office or Ticketmaster.com. It's courtesy of the Washington Wizards. You get more details at thefandc.com/contest. We'll take the 10th caller at 800-636-1067. Coming up next in
so
studio,
terrible.
Comedian Ali Siddiq here on The Junkies.
Hate that song.
Magic happens.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, comedian Ali Siddiq's joining us in studio now. You can go see him at DC Improv.
Yes, you can.
DCImprov.com for tickets. I didn't catch the beginning of the conversation. I kind of walked in the middle of the conversation, but he was talking to EB on how he goes to certain towns based on the weather, or he schedules his whole comedy tour based on weather.
Yes.
He comes to DC when it's terrible out, when it's
because
cold.
Because he knows people want to stay inside and go to shows.
Right. I guess, right? Yeah. When it's beautiful out.
But your shows are at night. Like, that's what I don't quite understand.
Yeah, but he's got it down to a science. He knows.
Hey, man.
He knows somehow he knows.
20 years, man. Yeah. Cut this down.
So if it's... So around here,
if you think about it, at night in D.C., people are outside, outdoor bars, outdoor restaurants, sitting out on patios.
Yeah, but he says not when... But then they're maybe not going to comedy clubs then. When it's really
not in February. That's when they will go into the comedy
clubs.
That's
what I'm saying. In the summertime, they're not
going
to comedy
clubs. In June or July, they're doing what Jason's talking about. They're out and about. They're in Clarendon.
I got on shorts. I got a t-shirt on. I'm not going in.
But then there are other places, like you said, in Florida.
Florida.
People will go out. Why? Is it because it's hot all the time?
It's hot all the time. They just go.
Right.
Like, last year, I started off in Edmonton.
Right.
Yeah, Alberta.
Now, that's cold.
And it was, like, it's snow. It was, like... It's funny when somebody pick you up and they start telling you the worst things first. Hey, you know, this is the type of weather that people die in
right.
From their own breath,
right.
Like, from breathing.
Right.
Like,
well, that was recently
that
in
was
Chicago.
Just
they just say in Chicago, don't go outside.
Man, dude, told
there,
me
there were two college
breathe.
Kids. I think it was at University of Vermont when it was them on that Arctic cold blast, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
These college kids were probably not chasing tail, and they came to, you know, 2 a.m. trying to go home. They froze to death.
Yeah, it's awful.
Well, they were probably hammered.
Imagine?
They were hammered, passed out outside.
Yeah, they didn't make it back.
Yeah.
Because it was one of those deals where you weren't supposed to be out there for more than like 10
seconds.
You
should have watched the weather.
Yeah.
And then you have donks like Jason taking a cup of water and throwing it in the air.
I did it once. I wanted to see if it actually happened.
Did it work?
Did it work?
What's that called? Yeah, half of it worked. It wasn't that cold.
Right.
If we were in Minnesota or North Dakota, that right. would have froze instantly.
He's a big weather guy.
I don't even know. Do people stay in North Dakota, like, for real?
I don't know.
Like, very small population.
What is the population?
Have you ever toured there?
Probably, no.
Probably I think 100 the population people. Is under a million.
Yeah, like, North Dakota, South Dakota. I don't even, like, can we sell them to somebody?
South to Canada?
Yeah. They right there. They need it.
So you avoid that. What other states have you not been in, you've not toured, that you don't do? It's just
Wyoming? I haven't been to Wyoming.
Right. That makes sense.
Well, there's just no population. You're smart. You're avoiding these spots because they're massive states, but there's nobody living there.
756,000 in the entire state of North Dakota.
And North Dakota's pretty big. Like, right. How much like bigger is North Dakota than
Montana?
Maryland?
Probably 10 times.
Yeah, probably 5 or 10 times.
I mean, Montana. I understand people love the Constitution, but how does it make sense that they have as many senators as California?
I don't know.
Man, it makes no sense at all.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Are there states that you go or cities that you go that might surprise you that we might think, oh, that
was Iowa.
Really?
I was very surprised that I even had two fans. Like, I was like, stop it. Like,
right.
They were like, yo, you sold out in Iowa. I'm like, stop it. What, right. What is it? Nothing else to do
right.
in Iowa. And I'm coming to town. And like, hey, maybe you was an alumni of the school.
But what is it like, though, when you were also talking about during the break that you went did a show in Minneapolis and had 13 people. As a comedian, when you have 13 people.
It was the summer. I wasn't even mad. I just looked at it as a mistake.
You just do it as a conversation with the people.
I don't even understand why comics get upset about small crowds. It's not like they didn't start in front of a small crowd.
Right.
I remember doing a show for three people. For three people. It's old in San Antonio. Mm.
Hopefully, you weren't getting paid by like a person that walked in the door. Hopefully, you had a flat fee, and then
I was just starting. The man gave me $100.
Okay,
$100 is good.
It was crazy. It was three comics, and it start. It was raining. It had something happened. The weather. It was a dude named Santa and two white ladies.
Right.
And I'm doing the show, and he enjoying himself, and everybody else like half doing their show. I did like an hour and 10 minutes. I'm like, I'm in my show. And he gave me $1,000. The
really?
Promoter gave me $100. Santa gave me $1,000. And what's crazy is he actually owned the whole entire strip in San Antonio. The whole thing, he's like, yo, this is Santa's place. You know what I'm saying? And then you go outside, it's his liquor store. And it's his corner store in the end. I'm like, see, you should have did your whole show. Run it all the way out. Don't half do it.
Right.
Hey, and A, if whatever's out there, I'm performing.
You know, I know last time we had Jamie told you about your whole story, Ali's whole story, like, you know, going to prison and learning that whole deal. But I also saw your, I love racial observations. To me, I love it. And I saw your bit where you talked about when you moved into your gated community.
Yeah.
I thought that was brilliant. I love it. I don't know if you want to tell the boys, but it's just there's a difference between moving in the gated community and maybe when you move into maybe
the hood.
The hood, right?
Like, I promise you, I have a different respect for white men and their children. Like, white men have no problem embarrassing themselves in front of their kids.
Right.
Every other week, some white man fall off his roof. You're like, I'll just be out gardening. All of a sudden, I'm like, I know what that was.
You
like,
know the sound.
I know the sound. I look on my gate. Just laying, I'm like,
now, are you in a diverse gated community?
No.
Well, they said it was diverse, right?
No.
On the brochure and everything?
It said that the brochure was really multicultural, but
right.
No, not at all. It was like, I'm talking about white, like lily white. I'm
right.
Like, I couldn't believe it. I like, all these houses around here, it's only me. You are you serious? It's like, and this dude's like, yeah, man.
And it's different. Their welcoming committee is a little bit different, right?
Very different. People don't come to your house in the hood to welcome you to the projects. Hey.
Give you brownies.
Welcome to the projects.
Right.
Like, it's just not a thing.
But do they actually still do it? Because I've moved into a neighborhood. I don't know that happens that much in real life anymore.
Do you have who is your homeowner association person?
I'm like a townhouse community, though.
Yeah, you.
Maybe people come in and out. I know like two neighbors.
You know two.
That's about it.
He's antisocial.
I know my street.
You know,
I know my whole street. Like, I know everybody on my street. Let me tell you, when we didn't all know each other at first, but let me tell you what happens. You have to throw all that to the wind when it's flooding. Harvey changed the whole game.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, I have a friend that's in the military. He sent the military to my house to make sure my house was good. They was already out there. And the other people, I was like, check everybody. You know, and we was going to the store. Because I was out of town and when this was happening. And my lady was like, yo.
So where is this? Where is this?
Houston.
And Houston.
Harvey, Houston.
Harvey,
right.
I'm talking about, it was insane.
Right.
And, like, my attorney, he lives, like, in this other, you know, this well-to-do, very well-to-do.
Right.
This makes my neighborhood look very
poor. So you're in a gated. He's in, like, triple gated.
He's, like, in a, you have all type of people. You got to sign in twice to get in. Like, right. Yeah, you pull up to a gate, and then they sign you in. Then yeah. You got to go some more, and they sign you in again. Like, so which direction are you going? Which state are you going?
Right.
He always has this thing about he drive his Aston Martin. Okay, cool.
Right.
So I drive a Ford F-150, a big truck.
Yeah, very good.
Big truck guy.
Fits in well in Texas. Look at that.
Mud tires, you know. And plus, I do it so I won't get stopped as well. You know, when you're in a truck, black people just know, get an F-150, big tires on it, lift it. You can do as much as you want to do in traffic. They don't know who's in there.
Right.
Just know that. They have no clue. Yeah, and I have an American flag, that sticker, everything. I got everything going.
Gun rack.
I got it going. How you know? I got the gun rack with no guns on it.
You
know,
I got a record. Have the gun rack.
I got a record, so you know you can't do that.
Right.
But you know, hey, I keep it dirty sometimes. Just throw mud on it, you know, a little bit. You know, keep it moving.
No tints. You don't have tints, do you? Are you tinted?
You tint your windows?
They all tinted.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, do you ever get pulled over for that? What I don't understand is how do people get away with that? Because you can only be tinted so much, you know.
I've seen people with dark tint. I'm like
black. You can't see anything.
Can't see nothing.
Right.
And mostly Asian.
Really?
Yeah, mostly Asian people.
Where are they hiding?
I don't know. The triad's got something to hide. I don't know.
What happened to the rim movement? It seemed like 15 years ago.
I think it's dead.
Is that kind of dead?
The rim movement? Yeah. You know what happened? Potholes. people like, oh, the city's not fixing these streets. I'm not buying rims. It's over.
I had low-profile tires. I had those. Were so cool. I went through like 5 or 6 of them with one car. It's just ridiculous.
Who was our guy? You got your car pimped out.
Oh, I can't remember that guy. I can't remember his name. I can't remember. But yeah, do people even still drive with the low profile, like rims and tires?
I guess if you're in a Maserati or some little sports car, but man, I'm truck all day.
It destroys your wheels and tires.
Anybody, like I was calling all the women who thought men who drive motorcycles were so sexy. I was like, could he come pick you up in the flood?
Right.
Like man, it was like, you know, you have a kayak. Like people was giving me nonsense about having a kayak. But when you live in a gated community, people ask you to do things. And my neighbor Ted, like, yo, we going kayak and you want to go? I'm like, I don't have no kayak. He's like,
you gotta go buy one?
You know, he's like, I got an extra one. I'm like, how you got an extra kayak? But so after that, I went and got one.
You got one?
But let me tell you the problem. When you kayak with people who really kayak,
right?
And then you tell your hood friends about kayaking. And he's like, yo, let's go kayaking. I have hood friends that make a lot of money, and right. So they don't have a lot to do during the day. Just imagine you showing up kayaking. 4 people. You got a regular standard kayak. Look just like it was when you bought it. Who airbrushes a kayak to match helmet and car? Like, who airbrushes a kayak? My man got Gucci. First of all, you're not supposed to have Gucci nothing going kayaking. He got brain boost like, yo, look. You gotta freak my kayak out. Did you airbrush your kayak? Look, I got the rims. You airbrush. I'm done with you. I'm done with you. Like, and it's like 3 of them. Like, they had them. I'm like, you know something? You're not supposed to do it. You're not supposed to paint.
Just be regular.
Hood friends. Hood friends.
And wasn't even getting in the water. Just got them parked. Like, I hate y'all, man.
Where do you keep your kayak? Do you keep
it in the back, in the shed?
Oh,
right?
You got to keep it in the shed.
Right off the top. You got to put it at the top.
How tall?
I'm good with hanging stuff now.
Oh, you are?
I hang everything. Like, I got this long ladder my people could never find. I'm like, it's on the ceiling. Just take it down.
Right.
Because I have a nice shed.
Do you hang bicycles?
Everything.
You hang everything?
I have 3 bikes hanging. A Giant, a Specialist, and what else? A Cannondale. All hanging.
You're all into
you're
that?
Like an outdoor nerd.
Do you understand where I live at, man? I can't come over there with no swing and no huffy.
I guess.
Man,
you're highfalutin.
Everybody cycles in my neighborhood.
Do you get all dressed up like in the Lance Armstrong outfit?
I cannot be an outsider. I got the cycle shoe. Let me tell you the problem, though.
So you're all about keeping up with the Joneses.
When you cycle, just cycle around white people. Right. Don't take it to the hood. Because I stopped cycling because I couldn't take the pressure of what was going, what they were saying about me in the streets. It was like, yo, anybody checked on Ali? I think he lost his truck. Because I'm on a bike. This is a, this bike costs almost much as my truck. Like, right. Yo, do you understand when you go into a bike planetarium is not where I grew up. But I, you know, Huffy, Swin, Mongoose.
Yeah, sure. Right. Same as us.
I went in. You know, my neighbor Ted told me, you know, go get you a bike.
Ted.
I go in and I'm in there.
Ted's a whisperer.
I'm like, yo, man, it's a lot of off-brand bikes in here. I've never heard of any of these bikes.
Right. They're expensive.
Like, I'm like, what is a Giant? What is a, what man, I want to. And I'm like, yo, sir, what is the price of this bike? Because apparently somebody left their social security number. Right. And he's like, that's the price.
Right.
No, no, no bike has a comma in the price. Are you serious? Right. Like, what? Okay, sir. What does this bike do once I stop moving my legs? Do it pedal itself? Right. Do it do? What else does it do? He said, you can carry it.
Right.
You can run with this bike. I said, see, this is a bunch of nonsense. If I buy a bike, obviously I don't want to run. I don't want to use my, right. I don't do none of that. Why would I be running with a bike?
Right.
And then you get a bike. First bike, bought a Giant and really like, then you start getting uppity with your little bike. So, I'm in Walgreens with my bike on my shoulder, picking up things like, and I felt so privileged. I was like, yo, you know, I'm not locking my bike up. Right.
Gotta bring it with you.
Unbelievable, man.
It's, man.
And so you have the shoes and everything?
I have the shoes that you lock in. Now, I suggest when people get these lock in shoes, practice.
Right.
Practice, you know, being trying to be fancy.
Yeah, like when you stop, is it? Do you know how to get your shoe?
I know how to get my shoe out, but I try to keep
keep it moving.
Keep my try to keep going back and forth with my shoes. I failed the first time trying to do it. It's this big thing that they do in Houston every last Friday of the month called Critical Mass, and it's like maybe 2,000 bikers, like everybody just bikes, and I'm trying to do the little cool thing at the light and fail because I couldn't get my foot out fast. So it's like my wheels are just up. And this lady, man, sometimes I hate black women. She just rolled her windows down like, baby, you know you ain't supposed to be on that bike. I said, that's all you going to give me? You ain't going to help or nothing? She's like, baby, you know you ain't supposed to be on that bike.
All right, Ali Siddiq hanging out with us. We'll come back with more. He's going to be at the DC Improv this weekend. For tickets, you can go to dcimprov.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to the show. Junk's on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. We're joined in studio by comedian Ali Siddiq. He's at the DC Improv through Sunday. I believe both of Saturday's shows are sold out. So just go to dcimprov.com for all of your ticket information.
He's a real renaissance man.
That's really weird. Saturday is sold out. What is the 23rd?
23rd is Saturday.
It is?
Pretty sure.
Yeah.
So I'm recording an album on Friday then.
Okay.
The 22nd.
According to dcimprov.com, both Saturday shows sold out.
Nobody want to see me record my album?
Come on. Let's do that.
Like, we don't want to hear his album.
Ali is a real renaissance man. So, I mean, you know, in the last break, he's telling us about kayaking and cycling and everything. During the commercial, he's telling us about his garden.
Turns out he's a white guy.
I mean, my God.
Look, my friend Phil told me, you do know that you're whiter than most white guys. I was like, man, no, I'm just adventurous now.
Yeah.
Like, I just want to do stuff. You know,
do you like rock climb or do you do any of that stuff?
I've been rock climbing.
You have?
I've been tandem skydiving.
You've done
I've
that.
I've been snorkeling.
Do you go camping?
One time.
You did go camping.
One time. I'm not really. I know I learned a lot about me camping that I'm really not comfortable sleeping outside.
Right.
I don't like it either.
You know, it's like I need like a roof and sheetrock. You know, I need
glamping.
Those things. You know, I can't hear stuff and be comfortable.
Right.
Like,
it's like if a bear is outside, like, 50 yards outside of your tent.
It's like, you, it's like, man, and this is things that you do with the people that ask you. You, yeah, that's not a comfortable. Yeah,
it's disconcerting.
Did you hear about the guy that killed the mountain lion?
The guy was running.
He was just
and
out
the mountain
for
lion
run.
Attacked him.
Killed him.
It was a baby
strangled,
mountain lion.
Strangled
but still.
To death.
40-pound.
40-pound mountain lion.
Oh, yeah,
lion.
That's like a pit bull. Yeah, you're supposed to do that.
Really?
Like,
yeah, but they could do some damage. That guy was banged up.
I mean, he's got claws and teeth.
Oh, yeah, you're going to have to go in.
Yeah.
In your mind,
it's
whatever.
You're going to take some punches.
It's like, what? If I'm telling you, I'm not going to allow a mountain lion to kill me. I'm not doing it.
Right.
Because ever since, remember it was like 2 years, but remember when the guy in Orlando allowed the alligator to eat his baby.
Yeah, that's
a horrible
story.
And so now I was telling
this terrible story.
I was telling the story, and people were getting mad at me because of my perspective. I'm like, yo, I think the man was trying to get rid of the baby. Because nobody lets their baby walk around in Laguna at 9:30 at night in Florida. It's just not happening. I say even puddles of water, I don't even step in Florida. I don't know what's in there. A puddle. So they was mad at me. And I said, wait. In a white lady, save my reputation. 2 weeks after that, white lady, mountain lion, jumps out, grabs her baby, and she snatches her baby out the mountain lion's mouth.
Right.
I'm like, so how can she get up that baby out the mountain lion's mouth? He couldn't go get that out of there. I don't understand it. He didn't put up enough fight for
that
it.
That was like out of Disney, right? They
yes,
were looking for like 30 seconds or something.
Well, don't
right?
they have
Wasn't
signs?
That the deal?
They have signs.
It just
I know,
snatched
they
got
the
signs.
Baby and then went right back underwater, and that was it.
It's signs all around. In Florida, it's signs everywhere. Beware of alligators.
Right. You don't need a sign. You just know in Florida.
You know you're
like
in Florida.
South Carolina and south of
the
that.
Same
There's
thing.
Gators everywhere.
They had an amusement park called Wet n Wild in Florida.
Yeah.
Me and my daughter went, and I was still concerned in an amusement park. It's water.
Right.
I don't know. Like, man, look, don't get on this slide. It looks like something in there.
Yeah.
Until the person comes up, oh, that's a man.
What do
okay.
you have in here? Are you? I gotta imagine in Texas, there's a ton of snakes, right? Are you terrified of snakes?
No, I'm not. I'm not scared of nothing.
Really?
Like I'm scared of like small bugs. I don't like small bugs on me.
No, but like, don't they have like rattlesnakes and all that
got,
stuff?
They
out
got
there?
All that, but I'm not scared of that. Your encounter with a rattlesnake is very like you have to be in their environment, their habitat.
They're not out in the neighborhood.
They're not
showing up in your toilet.
No.
Like a python in your toilet
no.
you see every once in a while.
What we have is a raccoon problem. Raccoons are a very disrespectful animal. Like I'm just letting people know that. Raccoons, they don't have no respect for you, your garbage, whatever you think this is gonna happen. Like, man, raccoons.
Is that what I had in my backyard that was living
yeah, they're going, yeah, they're going through your trash.
The raccoons,
like they're literally lifting up your can.
On top of the trash
and
can.
They moved it.
They moved it.
They're smart.
Yeah.
Man, they got hands. They
got
have hands. They have hands and gloves. No, they criminal mind. They got on gloves and a mask already.
Right.
This is the only burglar animal. This is a crazy animal, man.
Yeah.
And they look at you like.
That's
like
true.
What, man? Like, go in the house.
I did have a
I'm going to go in your trash. Go in the house.
Problem, yeah.
And I was in Costa Rica, and they have a raccoon problem, and they have a dog problem. Apparently, people in Costa Rica only like they don't like dogs; they like puppies.
Hmm.
It's two different things,
right?
They like puppies,
right? Cute little puppies.
Right. So once they're fully grown, they've lost.
As soon as your face starts to mature, they put you like you know, he's a grown dog,
right?
And so they just
out
everywhere.
The streets.
They're just everywhere. So I'm at this resort, and I walk out. It's a dog just sitting. I'm like, yo, man, what you doing? And it's like we had this thing where you walk out and you can walk right into the pool.
Yeah, that's
and
nice.
And the dog was like right in front of the steps. Like, no swimming today. I'm like, man, yo, you can't even shoo him. I'm like, get out of here. He went to the other side. He's like,
you waiting for food?
No, he just got out the way of the steps. He was like, oh, I'm gonna go right here then. Now you can swim now. And I was like, and then we just kept him for the rest of the week. Like, it's like we was there for a while. We just kept him. Like, this dude.
Should have brought him back to Houston.
I should have.
Are you a sports fan?
Yes.
Are you a Rockets fan?
No.
You're not.
You don't like the beard?
I like the old Rockets, which, you know, Olajuwon. And,
yeah.
You know,
you're old school.
I literally hate, and I want to say this with a lot of it on. I want people to know this. I literally hate James Harden.
Why?
Like, I hate anybody who, you're not hitting your shot right now. What's wrong with a traditional layup? What's wrong with a two? What's wrong with 2 points? You have to shoot a three. We're already down. You shooting threes, you're not hitting them. Man, I can't.
That's the league now, though, man.
But that's a dump. That's why I don't watch. You know, it's a problem.
I'm kind of with you.
It's a problem. Like,
kind of with you.
Everybody's shooting three. Why is Joe Embiid shooting a 3-pointer? Like, what is your problem, dude? Nobody like 2 points.
Nope. Done the math.
Gotta have three.
Can't hit free throws, but can hit. Like, I hate them, man.
7-footers shooting threes.
Ollie, we gotta run. It's Ollie Sadiq. Go out and see him. He's at the DC Improv this weekend.
Thank you.
You can
buddy.
Get tickets at DCImprov.com.
He'll teach you how to kayak.
After all that
Watch
great
my
NBA
mushroom
talk.
Story.
After all that great NBA talk, we'll send you to a game. 10th caller at 800-636-1067. We're hooking up people with tickets to see the Wizards take on Indiana this Saturday, Capital One Arena. Tickets still available through the Capital One Arena box office or at Ticketmaster.com. It's courtesy of the Washington Wizards. You can get more details at thefandc.com/contest. All right, we got to get out of here. For Bish, Cakes,
yep.
See Evie, I'm JP. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank Dan you, Danny, coming appreciate up next, it, buddy.
Thank you.
On the Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.